Ezekiel, chapter 11. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up, and brought me to the east gate of Yahweh's house, which looks eastward, and looked at the door of the gate 25 men, and I saw in the midst of them Jaazaniah the son of Azur, and Pelatiah the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. And he said to me, Son of man, these are the men who devise iniquity, and who give wicked counsel in this city. Who say, the time is not near to build houses, this city is the cauldron, and we are the flesh. Therefore prophesy against them, prophesy, O son of man, and the Spirit of Yahweh fell on me, and he said to me, Speak, thus says Yahweh, thus you have said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind. You have multiplied your slain in this city, and you have filled its streets with the slain. Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, your slain whom you have laid in the midst of it, they are the flesh, and this city is the cauldron, but you will be brought forth out of the midst of it. You have feared the sword, and I will bring the sword on you, says the sovereign Yahweh. And I will bring you forth out of the midst of it, and deliver you into the hands of strangers, and will execute judgments among you. You will fall by the sword, I will judge you in the border of Israel, and you will know that I am Yahweh. This city will not be your cauldron, neither will you be the flesh in the midst of it, I will judge you in the border of Israel. And you will know that I am Yahweh, for you have not walked in my statutes, neither have you executed my ordinances, but have done after the ordinances of the nations that are round about you. And it came to pass, when I prophesied, that Pelatiah the son of Benaiah died. Then I fell down on my face, and cried with a loud voice, and said, Ah, sovereign Yahweh! Will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, your brothers, even your brothers, the men of your kindred, and all the house of Israel, all of them, are they to whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem have said, Get far from Yahweh, to us this land is given for a possession. Therefore say, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Whereas I have removed them far off among the nations, and whereas I have scattered them among the countries, yet I will be to them a sanctuary for a little while in the countries where they have come. Therefore say, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, I will gather you from the peoples, and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they will come there, and they will take away all its detestable and disgusting things from there. And I will give them another heart, and I will put a new spirit inside you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh. That they may walk in my statutes, and keep my ordinances, and do them, and they will be my people, and I will be their God. But those whose heart walks after their detestable things and disgusting things, I will bring their way on their own heads, says the sovereign Yahweh. Then the cherubim lifted up their wings, and the wheels were beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them above. And the glory of Yahweh went up from the midst of the city, and stood on the mountain which is on the east side of the city. And the Spirit lifted me up, and brought me in the vision by the Spirit of God into Chaldea, to them of the captivity. So the vision that I had seen went up from me. Then I spoke to them of the captivity all the things that Yahweh had shown me.